You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
That's true. I got some numbers for you.
Yeah?
You want some numbers?
Sure, bring it on.
I'd like to give you these numbers. These are pretty interesting. I bet that Jonathan Kuminga and his agent love these numbers.
Okay.
I'm sorry to bring them up.
All roads.
Bay Area. This is Jonathan Kuminga.
I mean, this is a real thing now. This is a, I don't know if you want to call it a report. This is a new little nugget of information, though. This is new today. The Athletic spoke to an anonymous NBA executive who says he would give Jonathan Kuminga $125 million over 5 years, and then compares Jonathan to Jaden McDaniels of the Minnesota Timberwolves. How do you feel about that comparison? Here's what he said. Quote, McDaniels is great in his role, but JK is more talented and has higher upside if he ever can hit.
Right.
End quote.
I totally agree with that. McDaniels is better in his role. And my counterpoint, my counter question would be, what is Kuminga's role? Now, it's not to say that he can't fill a role, but the role that Jaden McDaniels is asked to fill, he's willing and able to do that. Kuminga's asked to fill a role with the Warriors, and he's been unable to fill that role. So does that mean that Kuminga's no good? Of course not. It just means they're in different situations, and they're being asked to do different things. And Kuminga, so far, in the Warriors' eyes, has not been able to fill the role they need.
$125 million over 5 years. Now, the interesting thing is there, you'll sit there and go, whoa! 125. Everybody, if you want to do this over AAV, everybody's
sure.
Sort of coming around into the same spot. Like the word is that the Warriors, I don't know how real or true or whatever, but the reports are out there that the Warriors have an offer on the table for $22.5 million a year, but only for 2 years. And one of those years probably being a Warrior option. So that's way, way, way less of a commitment, but everyone seems comfortable with this sort of between $20 and $25 million number. This executive just seems to sort of be insinuating, I would make the commitment. The interesting thing is the executive is saying, I would make the commitment, and then ends his quote with, if he can ever hit.
Right.
Which sounds like, well, why would you commit 5 years if your feeling is if?
And also, if he hits, let's just say that he hits this year, either the Warriors sign and trade him somewhere and he hits, or he figures out how to play and he actually has a great year and he hits, well, He's going to cost you more than $25 million a year if he, quote-unquote, hits. And if you really like him for 5 years, then you get him for $125 and he does hit, that contract is going to be a bargain by the time you get to year three, the way the salary cap and the aprons go up and everything goes up and up and up. If you get Kuminga for 5 years for $125, by the time you get to the end of that deal, you're probably getting a bargain if he, in fact, hits.
Right. No, completely agree, and you're still dealing with a player that won't even be all that close to his 30th birthday.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. It's an interesting number. It's an interesting comparison. Jaden McDaniels is perfect in the role he plays. For those of you who don't really know, McDaniels on the Minnesota Timberwolves is kind of a, I guess you'd call him 3-and-D guy. He's long, he's athletic, he knocks down threes, but he's also somebody who can attack the rim a little bit. Very athletic player. Maybe the biggest issue I have with the comparison, again, when we say JK is more talented than McDaniels, my question whenever we do this is, okay, define talent. Are you talking about with
the ha-ha. Yeah.
Because you know what Jaden McDaniels is? Jaden McDaniels is an elite, elite defensive player in the NBA. Like, high bar. Elite, lockdown, that's who we're going to put on Steph Curry type of a player. And so, on one side of the ball, JK is nowhere near as talented as Jaden McDaniels. On the other side of the ball, he probably has the potential to be a more versatile offensive player. I will completely agree with that. But kind of an interesting way to go about it to say, hey, 5 years, I'll lock it up because he is definitely going to be good, maybe.
If he hits. And that's the thing.
It's like, okay.
I think it's a classic ceiling floor conversation because Jaden McDaniels, his ceiling is probably not much higher than what we've seen. His floor is really high. You mentioned it. He's an elite defender. He was all defense second team 2 years ago. He doesn't shoot the three that well to really be a 3-and-D guy. He doesn't shoot the three very often, but what he is a 6'9", I can guard any of you defender who also has a serviceable or slightly better offensive game.
Yeah.
He's not a bad offensive player.
No, you're right. I'll take your description. He's about a 35% career three-point shooter, but he tends to almost GP2 it. He stays in the corner a lot.
Exactly.
Right? He's not somebody who's going to float around and do it everywhere. But, you know, I mean, he's capable. He averaged a little bit over 12 points a game last year.
When he's out there, he's not going to kill you offensively.
Not at all.
He's opportunistic, and he can rebound. He can hit the open three on occasion. He can score in not on all three levels, but you're not going to run your offense through him, but he'll get you 10 to 12 a game. And on the other end, he's going to be a plus-plus defender. And if you look at how Minnesota did last year when he started every single game,
mm-hmm.
and he played 32 minutes a night. So you play every game, you play in literally 75% of your team's minutes, and you just lock down the other team's best player. Yeah, I'll take what he has.
I'll take it, yeah.
No and doubt.
He took a huge jump last year in his rebounding. He averaged 3.1 a game at age 23, 5.7 a game last year, shot over 81% from the free throw line. And so what I'm getting at is while I'll buy the offensive versatility idea of a Jonathan Kuminga, you know what you have in Jaden McDaniels? It's what you just said. You have a finished product. You
right.
have an all-around basketball player. And I saw someone say this sort of in the Warriors kind of social media space the other day. And he didn't name Steve Kerr Jonathan Kuminga. I was pretty sure that's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And he said it this way, and I wonder how this will land with people, because this gets hot and debatable and all of that, and everybody has their side, and so I get that. But the comment was sort of made like this. It's fascinating to see a coach get criticized for wanting a player to defend, rebound, and do what they're asked to do and make the right play. Isn't that literally the definition of what a coach is supposed to do? And so that, to me, that's the rub on this whole thing. Like, those are the things that Jaden McDaniels does. And he already does them. And he's only about a year and a half older than Jonathan.
Yeah. And that is something that for players cannot be taught. Some players can learn it and adjust to it. And you have to want to play hard on defense. It's not something that comes naturally. If it does come naturally, then go ahead and do it. But other players, it's tough to encourage them to go out there and play that dogged defense unless they have it in them. And, you know, part of it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where if Kuminga's not playing hard on defense or playing the way you want him to play, then you play him less. And because you're playing him less, then he doesn't want to play the way you want him to play. And so then you play him less. And because you play him less, then he doesn't want to play the way you want to play him. And it becomes kind of a steamroll effect where, you know, the player wants the minutes, the coach wants him to play a certain way. And if you are at odds, then you're in a spot where it's not going to work out.
Yep. Yep. So anyway, I mean, that's just kind of to add to the conversation today. That's a report out of The Athletic. I'm sure Jonathan and his agent are, they're clipping that and sending it all over the league if they want. It's not in any stretch going to change this conversation, and I don't think we are anywhere closer to any sort of a resolution on this, and it does not even feel like something that's going to end in the month of September. So,
and we're not even in September,
no,
Mark.
No, we're not even close to September.
Checks notes.
Yeah.
It's great that this unnamed exec is like, yeah, I'll pay him $5 and $125, but problem is nobody has $5 and $125 right now because of that damn second apron.
Exactly.
So you can say that you want to do it, but you won't because you can't. So for Kuminga, it's like, great. Can you say that next year?
Now, I don't know if Kuminga is going to be a part of this or not, but the schedule came out today, which is always fun. Sometimes I look at this and I go, boy, we get really excited about it. Like I knew the schedule came out and guess what? Yeah. The Nuggets are on it. So are the Pistons. Like they're all on there and it's just dates and times and all this. So there's only a few things that are intriguing that come out of it, but I do think there are some. Yes. There's those like circle that date and here's that holiday and okay, that road trip looks crazy. There's stuff like that, but there's also the fact that the Golden State Warriors this year will be presented to a national audience more times than ever before in their entire history. And the NBA does have some new partners. And so that's the other thing to get to a little bit as well. And I wonder kind of how people feel about it a little bit. So in other words, lots of games that are a little bit like Thursday night football this year.
Marquee.
Marquee.
Yep.
But also on Amazon.
Right.
On Prime Video.
And NBA on NBC is back. And so we get the Tesh theme and a lot of change and a lot of interesting things that I have seen pouring over the schedule. I'll share some of my insights with you.
Okay, let's do that. Coming up next, we're sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change this Labor Day weekend. Be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. This is.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wheeler and Dibs.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
Thanks, JK. Those picks are coming up now, partner.
Are we fading the Dibber?
You got to fade the Dibber.
We're going to fade the Dibber this year.
I think I went 12-2 in the playoffs. And by 12-2, I mean I lost 12 of the 14.
What play? Oh, the NFL playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it finally like took shape. You took a while.
I was and then you Captain Coin Flip all year.
Yeah, you were just like, is somebody going to win or lose? We don't know.
But when the games meant the
most,
that's
right.
Thank you. That's right. Came through
you
for us.
You turned it on. You're a big money player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And Grandy has the actual numbers. I don't want you to pull them up now, but I do think that I was something like 2-12, which means you guys were 12-2. Because the whole bit for those of you just joining the program is I make a pick, they get excited, and they go against it. And yeah, fade.
Yep.
Lucas with one clap.
Lucas,
he's not ready to
Lucas,
fade.
Lucas wakes up more for that bit than anything else that happens on this show. And for those of you who don't know, Lucas is both our producer and the 95.7 The Game director of sports. He is supposed to be as locked into everything that happens on this station as anybody in the world. And nothing will pull him out of a slumber like a fade clap, as you just heard.
Yeah. He woke up and got one clap in.
Yeah. Hi, Lucas. Yeah, that's my guy.
Dibs, going into the Super Bowl, you were 2-10, and then you picked the Eagles plus a point and a half. So 3-10.
That's a stupid way to end it.
Well, yeah.
Why would you build all the way up there and then get it right?
I know, right?
That's just mean.
Mean-spirited. But 3-10, you're welcome.
Well, yeah, but somebody might have let it ride on the last game.
Including getting everyone wrong in the divisional round.
I remember that.
And the conference round.
Those were bad beats.
Oh, they were brutal. 0-8 on a two-week stretch.
I mean, 0-6, but...
Yeah, 0-6.
0-6, yeah. Sorry.
I think I
should have parlayed all those together.
Split the baby in the wild card round, and then Casey Schmidt the bet after that.
You went 2-4 in the wild card round.
Oh, that's
round.
Right, because there's the six wild cards.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Man. And then you
better than 0-6.
Fade my math, too.
You all and pick the Eagles.
Well, what are you going to do?
And they had an Ottoman game.
Made a bunch of money on y'all playoffs, then put it all on the Super Bowl and lost it all.
Yeah. Anyway, get ready to fade.
Okay.
Up.
Yeah, we will. I am. I always am. Beautiful. Hey, we'll get back to Niners in a little bit because apparently, and this is no surprise, a little testy. A little testy out there.
I bet.
Get those Niners and Raiders. And apparently, Max Crosby on his podcast basically said it ahead of time. Yeah, we're looking to get under some people's skin. And he and Trent Williams got into a little bit of a barking match. This is according to Vic Tafer of The Athletic. That's a high-level barking match. Who you got?
Those some big dogs.
Who you got? Trent Williams versus Max Crosby. Who you got?
A lot of bark and a lot of bite in that one.
Whoa.
Yeah, seriously. Whoa. I mean, Trent is a very, very large man. Max is too, but Max is about 12 years younger.
Right, but so Max is like, Max has got a little bit of that Romanowski in him.
Right.
Like, dude, you're crazy. Okay. And Trent Williams is like, well, Trent's in charge. Trent's in charge of the whole league. That's how I view Trent. How many times have you seen something going on in the trenches in a Niner game, and Trent's just like, whatever, you guys. But if Trent shows up, it's kind of like when I don't know if this will get you, when brothers and sisters are fighting, and then dad walks in. And it's like, you two, over here, right now.
Mm.
That's Trent, which is absolutely animalistic in the NFL, to have that kind of juice over the craziest, most powerful athletes on the planet. That's Trent. So, yeah, it's a hell of a matchup.
I'm trying to remember, I think a couple years ago, there was like a, in the regular season, there was a post-play scuffle that was happening, and Trent just kind of sauntered in, grabbed a guy by the jersey, and whoop, kind of like bowling balled him to the side, and it's like, oh, Trent's here. Fight's over.
Okay.
Back to the huddle.
Back to our faces.
But at the same time, you're right about Max. I mean,
I'm not messing with him either.
No.
Oof. So anyway, Trent didn't even practice today. They're not practicing. They're not putting Trent Williams in a joint practice. I think they just give Trent a joint. They're just like, dude, you just
mellow out.
Yeah, stay over here. Just, but he was. So he and Max were barking at one another, and I guess Kyle Shanahan said after the practice he was really proud of his players for, quote, not engaging, because we knew what we were going to get when we landed here in Vegas, and we did, and the Raiders were jumpy and after them and wanted to get a little of this and a little of that, and largely their stuff didn't work, according to Kyle.
Yeah, and well, this is it now. Like, walkthrough tomorrow, game Saturday, and no more joint practices. So next week you get into a semi-normal week of, all right, all the twos and the threes. This is your last chance to make the team. And then after that, you get ready for real football.
Before we get into the Warrior schedule thing, couple things, just because we were having that conversation about the unnamed exec who wanted to compare Jaden McDaniels and Jonathan Kuminga and the salary and everything, Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Let's see, 925, that was his agent spreading that. Nice try. And then I don't understand this one. Help me with this one. 262, duh, Willard. You don't buy a Ferrari to take it off-roading and haul gravel. That's why people are mad about Kerr's expectations for JK. Does that make sense to you?
I know what the texter is saying, but you don't get to not haul gravel when you are 6'7", 22 on a team with Steph Curry. Steph Curry's the Ferrari. He doesn't have to haul gravel. Draymond Green is basically one of those flatbed trucks, and he's hauling everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So Draymond Green's out there hauling gravel, so to speak. Jimmy Butler is doing the same. Mm-hmm. Kevon Looney, he's got a hard hat on in the shower. He's doing the work. So Jonathan Kuminga, he hasn't earned the right yet to be a, quote, Ferrari. Well, so I get the text, but I disagree with it.
So I like that. Yes, I think that's an overstatement to call Jonathan Kuminga a Ferrari. But is this text insinuating that even if you do think the world of Jonathan Kuminga, do you think that any coach in the NBA would be crazy to ask him to defend and rebound? Is that what we're saying?
I think that's what the notion was there. The notion from the text that I'm getting is Steve Kerr is asking him to do things that a player of his ilk shouldn't be asked to do.
All players should be asked to do that.
Well, I'm thinking about a player.
All players.
Like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. If he's not in there taking charges and getting 6 or 7 rebounds a game, okay.
Right.
Understood. Ja Morant, more of a diminutive guy. Jordan Poole to a lesser level. He's not as good as these guys, but you could run through the list of, you know, smaller stature stars.
Sure.
Stature, rather.
But even the example you gave is in there taking charges. I'm not asking for him, for any great offensive player, to be that like gritty dive on the floor guy. I don't think that's what defense and rebounding are. Just defense and rebounding. You don't need to dive into the stands. You don't need to talk to the refs. You don't need to get in the other team's shorts. You don't need to pick them up on the team bus. Just defend and rebound. I would ask that of everyone. No?
Absolutely.
And not everyone's going to be great at it, so I get your point. You're not going to, Steph Curry for years was not a great defender. I think he's a little bit better now. He'll never be great. If you're not going to be great, you're not going to be great. But I do think that he tries to be. He tries to defend. He rebounds. I don't know. That's an odd thing that you wouldn't ask that of anyone who has a uniform.
Right.
To me.
Well, and I think about the Poughkeepsie kid who is, might be a Toyota Corolla. He might be
Poughkeepsie kid.
He might be a Honda Fit. I have a Honda Fit, and you'd be surprised how many things you can actually fit in the Fit. And Pazemski. He's in there.
Pazemski.
Thank you. He's in there.
The Shams one sounds possessed. That's why it's not. Like, especially the way you say it. And I wish people could be in here and see you say it.
Pazemski.
Your eyes fly Pazemski. Out of your head. It is so possessed. Like, first of all, it's not someone's last name. At no point does that look like his last name. And the way he says it, it sounds like he's under hypnosis.
Pazemski.
Anyway, great one. As you were.
It's just the way he nails it so perfectly. Like, I've been practicing this. I'm about to wow you with my Pazemski.
Pazemski.
You're getting sleepy. Anyway,
yes.
Onward.
That's it. He hauls gravel, is my point. And not that he's a star. No one on this team is so star that they shouldn't be asked to do the things that, this texter is saying that Kuminga is being asked to do.
Play basketball. Play basketball. Steve Kerr in the Olympics was asking Anthony Edwards to rebound. Ant! Like, maybe the most exciting young scorer in the game. It's like, you want to be next level? You should start rebounding. You know what Ant said? Damn, my coach says the same thing. You sound like my coach, coach.
Let me tell you something. This coach guy is a ball player.
Right, because that's what coaches do. They ask their players to do all the things that players do.
You mean play basketball?
On a basketball court. Anyway, so what did you want to? You had some schedule quirky stuff you wanted to get into.
Just a few things. I was looking at the back-to-backs. They have 14 of them this year, which I don't think is as many as they've had in the past. But they do have a couple of the weird ones where it's either road then home then road. They have a home go to Portland, not a huge deal. Home go to SAC. They've got Utah then come home the next night. That one's a little bit awkward. But the other ones are either home and home or like Cleveland, Chicago, big deal.
Yep.
They've got a Toronto, Brooklyn. They've got a New York to D.C. They've got Orlando to Miami. These are back-to-backs that I think are, it's still awkward because you don't want to play back-to-back, but they're in-state or close in proximity.
That's good.
So that schedule-wise, that's good. What is a little scary, in March, all on the road, 6 games and 9 nights. Yes.
That's at the end.
6 games, 9 nights, and that includes 2 of the aforementioned back-to-backs. So that's going to be a trip, and that's not even the, I guess that is the totality of that trip. You open up on a Sunday in New York, you wind up on a Monday in Dallas, and yeah, that's tough. That's actually, 9 nights.
I'm excited, man. I can't wait to see a full year with Jimmy Butler. Like, I can't wait to see a full year with Jimmy Butler. And sure, like, I don't know who's going to stay healthy, and I have no idea who else is going to be on the team because the Warriors' offseason is not started yet.
Right.
Unlike the rest of the NBA teams. And so that'll all get figured out at some point. But that's, to me, that's the lead story because they were a very, very good basketball team. Whether you want to do the whole, like, but their schedule was lame. Okay. And then
I already debunked that with my deep dive.
Thank you. And then, gosh, Steph Curry gets hurt. And geez, Jimmy, you can't win one game. All right. We all of that emotion from the end of the season, sweep it away. That year's over.
Yep.
They were very good. They're a very good team once Jimmy Butler arrived. And now they get to do that for a whole year. And I would imagine on some level that's got to put them at a little bit less of a desperate chase when you do get to February and March and April.
You hope.
I hope.
Well, because that gauntlet I just was mentioning, 6 games in 9 nights, all on the road, you would like to be able to load manage a little bit of that, have a cushion. A couple other dates that I want to highlight. Jimmy to Miami, November 19th.
Well,
so that's an early one.
I mean, after what happened last year, I'm like, wake me in the fourth quarter. Like, that was such a disappointing performance by him and the team. And by the way, such a muted show by the crowd. I don't know, man. That one didn't live up to its hype at all.
No, it didn't. But, you know, going back there, Pods, he was talking about the schedule and how he's looking forward to, you know, the trip to Milwaukee.
He's got it memorized already.
October 30th.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to get Pods on. And
well, we will next Wednesday.
And we're going to ask him about the schedule. I'll have to quiz him a little bit. But early, it's an early visit. So
October Pods, 30th?
Yeah.
What do they do? What's their next game?
After that, it is the first in Indiana. So okay. He'll have a night in between, or, you know.
Maybe he could stay and do Halloween in Milwaukee.
Perhaps.
He could dress up as the Valkyries mascot.
Pretty much.
Anyway.
Clay comes here for one time only, Christmas.
Christmas.
That's his only visit. Dallas does not come here again. The Kevon Looney tribute video game. 11:30, November 30th, Kevon comes for the first time with New Orleans.
And Jordan Poole.
Yeah, that's right. That's Jordan right. Poole. I keep thinking he's on Washington.
No, Jordan Poole's on the Pelicans
Yeah,
now.
But I think it's going to be about Kevon.
Of course.
Jordan already had his moment.
He's already had his return.
And the other one is you always want to see when Steph goes to Madison Square Garden. That is March 15th. That's actually the beginning of that road gauntlet I talked about. And one final one, Mark, and this is a really positive one to keep an eye on for the Warriors. They don't leave California from January 1st to the 20th.
What?
20 days. They have 10 home games and a trip to face the Clippers.
I'm laughing because you said that like Scott Hansen on Red Zone.
20 days.
20 days.
Everything now.
Yeah.
They have 2 home games back-to-back. They go to the Clippers, and then it's an 8-game homestand. After that.
Fantastic.
So you've got a 3-week stretch where you don't have to leave California.
Rest up for March.
Right. So
yeah, it's just rest.
A couple of the quirky things in the schedule where, you know, the back-to-backs and then the road gauntlet, but the home cooking. So after Christmas, you have 3-game road trip after the Christmas game, and then you're home. You're home for 3 weeks in California.
Love it. Yeah. And then the other thing is you're going to have to get used to some new media partners. I still think we're in some level of getting used to this, especially those of you who have been fans for some time, where like games are going to be Amazon Prime, games are going to be on Peacock. And this is just kind of I sort of had a question about this. Does this still bother people? Does it still bother people?
You asking me?
Oh, well, sure. You're the
yes.
one. It does?
It bothers me.
Because I've sort of arrived at this spot where it's like, and I don't want this to come off a certain way. Like, I'm with all of you. And in fact, I get bugged by how overwhelming it all feels to figure out YouTube TV, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO Max, and I'm still the dunderhead who's over here doing the regular thing too.
Me too.
So if you add it all up, I think I'm spending, I don't know, $947 a month or something.
Something like that.
It's probably
not. You didn't even mention Disney Plus because you don't have a toddler.
I don't do Disney Plus.
You'd mentioned Paramount Plus, right? Because
I did not.
We love Paramount Plus.
Paramount.
Because for those of you new to the show, my daughter, who is brilliant. The L's are wise, but when the L is in a place like that, it's Paramount Plus.
No,
she won't do Paramount Payas.
I don't think you should say it that way. You shouldn't say that the L's are wise. You should make sure that your daughter is a winner. Mila, no L's.
She is, and she's not going to be a user.
Maya.
Yeah.
No L's.
She's working on the L.
I know she's working on it. But one of these days, she's going to get it, and you're going to be bummed.
I'm already bummed.
You're going to be bummed. You're going to like... It's like anything in parenting.
Because I'll
you're
put on
so bugged by it, and then they leave,
know,
and
dude.
You're like, "Please, can we just go back?"
I'll put on a Valkyries game, and I'll say, "Mila, you need to get locked in. I don't want to yak in." Can we please lock in? They're pushing for the playoffs. I don't want to yak in.
Why doesn't she want to yak in?
Because if I ask her to yak in, then she won't. If I just put it on, she's going to lock in.
Does she say, I'm going to yak in?
No, she just locks in. Thummy goes in, and she's watching the ball game.
But she never says, I want to yak in.
No, but if I ask her to do something, then it's, I don't want to do like, whatever you just asked me to do. I don't want to do it.
When Red Zone Channel comes on, does she yak in or no?
Usually not.
Yeah, we're too early for that.
Yeah, and that's like peak playtime because it's 10 in the morning, and so she's now, breakfast is done, and I need to play. And so,
miserable.
Yeah, I usually try to utter the fateful phrase, go play with your mother. Doesn't get ready to go well.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
But yeah, I'm with you. I am bothered by all of it. I get over it because I want to watch it. I want my content, but the thing that bothers me the most is the inability to toggle, because if you're on, for example, Peacock, and you're watching the game on the cock, and you want to flip over during a commercial, you can't do it. What? That's the colloquialism of Peacock.
Yeah, we do say that.
I was actually more taken aback by the way that you said, before you called it the.
Right.
Even just when you call it Peacock, there's so much emphasis on the second syllable.
What is the second syllable?
You said Peacock.
That's right.
Yeah.
When you watch it on Peacock.
I'm not going to do what you want me to do.
I know you won't. Yeah. That's fine. And, you know, the same thing with Amazon Prime. Have it in, like, Thursday Night Football. Every single week, that's right. It's on Prime.
Like,
I gotta go to Prime.
I'm trying not to upset you, but at the same time, I'm like, this feels a little bit to me like your Android.
Not really.
It does.
I mean, in what way?
In this way. What I mean by that is,
it's a reach is what that was.
It's not a reach. It's not a reach. Because I would say the same thing about the toggling and about the HBO Max and the Hulu and the Amazon Prime. And is it frustrating? Is it too expensive? It's all of those things. But this is sort of just like one of those battles that I'm not really going to choose. In other words, what do I always tell you about your Android? Like, you're allowed to buy an Android. You're allowed. It's your phone. You get to pick whatever provider you want. But at some point, I'm like, can you just do what we're all doing? And like, that's just...
This is where you miss me.
No, but that's how I feel about Amazon Prime. I'm with you. It's a bummer that we have to do it this way, but this is how we're doing it. So we're just do what everybody's doing.
I can't be disappointed by that, though?
You can be disappointed, but understand that it's a train heading down a track at 1,000 miles an hour. And so it's not a fight that anybody can win.
I'm not fighting it. I'm just expressing the frustration in the inability to toggle. And I pay for all those services, probably more than you do, because I do have a toddler. And so I just want to have the ability to hit last channel and go from, for example, the golf channel. If I'm watching the golf channel and the Warrior game starts, I want to be able to hit last channel and have it automatically go to Amazon or LeCook. And then when they go, hey, we'll take the break, when Tim Roy says, we'll take the break, I should be able to go last channel right back to the golf channel.
I hear you.
But I can't. I have to exit the app, I have to move over.
That's probably coming someday.
Well, I'm waiting.
They need to figure that out.
I'm waiting for it.
So when we go full circle, and the streaming services just become a cable package, essentially.
Yeah, so that you don't have to do that little circle that's searching.
It's all of it.
And then, Netflix comes on or whatever.
I'm not surprised. We know that this is coming. I am frustrated that it's becoming more difficult, as Dibs is talking about, to watch everything. But also, it's just becoming so much more expensive to continue to be a sports fan.
No doubt.
I don't know how much longer I can survive doing it.
And they're doing a better job of figuring out, like, we used to be able to get around this by everybody was just sharing each other's passwords.
Right.
Like, one person in the family would get Netflix, and 18 other homes are like, and now they've figured out how to be like, no, you can only have two on at one time.
Yep.
And then what happens is if you've had these services for a while and your families in other houses do have it, this will really, you want to see me ticked off? It's not about all the streaming services and the lack of toggling. What it is when I run home from work and I try to turn on Thursday Night Football, and you go through that whole process, and then a little note comes on your screen, I'm sorry. There's too many devices using your Prime right now. And I got to call my nephew in San Clemente, and I'll be like, Get off my plane.
That's when you take the power move and you just hit the log out of all devices
button. That's right. That's right.
And screw you guys. I'm changing my password.
And they're just somewhere in America like, huh, what happened? Well, I found out. That's what happened.
Yep.
Anyway. All right.
Fool around and find out.
Better.
Mess with me on my Prime.
All right, 888-957-9570. That is the number. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We are also here to discuss a couple of the quirks of the trade from joint practice today between the Niners and the Raiders. And also, if you were with us earlier today, and if you weren't, more importantly, you got to hear exactly what Kyle Shanahan said on SiriusXM about his expectations for the season. And then we'd love to hear from you on whether he's talking at face value, or is he purposefully trying to lower the fans' expectation? So 888-957-9570 is the number, and that is next on Willard and Dibs.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He cannot be that guy. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, quietly, we're only a couple of months away from Steve Kerr press conferences.
I can't wait.
And some table banging.
Steve, did we lose you?
I'm sorry. I'm here.
Look forward to it. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. And hold on, can we confirm? Yeah, okay. Speaking of the River Islands guest line, Kirk Morrison's going to be on it in 20 minutes.
Okay.
20 minutes. Kirk Morrison, who does a lot of work broadcasting now not only in the NFL, but for the Raiders. He used to wear the Raider uniform and is out there in Vegas. Niners and Raiders joint practices and a game coming up Saturday. He will join us in 20 minutes. Speaking of people who will join us, though, I wanted to share this little story real quick before we play the Kyle Shanahan thing. Just because you said it that way, Peacock, and then what was it on the Warrior schedule? 20 days.
That's right.
It made us think, of course, of one of our favorite lines in all of sports, which is 7 hours of commercial-free football starts now, which it doesn't. It doesn't start now. It will start on September 7th. That, of course, is a reference to the great Scott Hansen, who hosts Red Zone Channel. And Scott, in my house, is as big of a celebrity as Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Okay.
That's saying something.
Well, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and if you're like, who's the most famous person in the world? She'd be like, Taylor Swift. And then I have two sons, and I'm like, who's the most famous player in the world? And they're like, Scott Hansen. So, Scott has been on this show before. We love Scott. And I decided I need to let Scott know we're going to need you to come on the show again.
No doubt.
And my sons are going to, they're going to lose their bananas when this happens. Thank you. This is their favorite dance music right here. I mean, it's mixed feelings every time Granny does that. And sorry, YouTube, we're playing the Red Zone theme. But, like, it's mixed feelings because the hair on the back of the neck is all the way up. But it's also not 10 a.m.
No.
On an NFL Sunday. And so we're still waiting. But anyway, right before my run this morning, I'm like, I'm doing it. Hey, Scott, we're going to need you. My sons are losing their minds. We're going to need you to come on the show. And I thought I would pass on what Scott said. Scott's going to come on the show. I don't know what day yet. We don't know what day yet. But Scott said, we're going to figure out a time before the season kicks off.
All right.
And then he went on to say, please tell your boys, thank you for the compliment. And buckle up, because Uncle Scott is ready to go on 9/7/25.
Oh, man. Uncle Scott.
Followed by 3 exclamation points. All I did this morning, I got home from the run. Jude's sitting over there with his PJs on watching TV and hair going in every direction. I said, hey, Jude, come over here. And I just showed him the phone. I said, read that. You know who that is? And he just read it for a second. And he's like, is that the host of Red Zone?
It's pretty awesome.
And he got the biggest grin on his face. And I think I'm as excited as them. I can't wait till Scott comes on this show. Yep. That is coming soon here in an August date near you.
3 weeks and 3 days until I mean, even less than that because it's in the morning, right? On that 24th day. 24 days until the full schedule opener. And as I mentioned to you before, it is an Octobox in that 10 a.m.
Yes,
window
it is.
In week one.
We go into the Octobox.
I can't wait.
Yeah, and 3 weeks from today is the game. The Eagles and Cowboys. 3 weeks from literally almost right now is the NFL right. Opener on Thursday night.
And I think that our fantasy draft is 20 days away.
Yeah, the night before.
Yeah, we're starting to get close to our draft and then other exciting things happening.
Yeah, speaking of that subject, Lucas, green light? Green light? Rules up? Green light? No. Yes?
Let me confirm. Give me 30 seconds.
Okay, confirm 30 seconds because there's something that I would like in a perfect world to let everybody know about next
around
week.
The same subject, yeah.
Around the same subject and specific to next week. I would like to let everybody know that, but I want to make sure that we have got corporate clearance.
But I mean, you have a good enough relationship with the boss that it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. I mean, I think you've got that
always,
status.
But not always. But why? Like, why do that when when not necessary.
This is a flex. Flex on the boss. You can punish me, you won't.
Yeah, yeah. There are moments for those, but...
this might not be one of them.
Choose your battles. Choose your battles. Which used to be a segment on this show, right? Didn't it?
Might have been Pick Your Battles.
Pick Your Battles. Yeah. Didn't we do something like that?
Sounds familiar.
Anyway. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Kirk Morrison is going to join us in 15 minutes. All right. We want you to hear this. This is the full Monty. Okay, Kyle Shanahan on SiriusXM Radio talking about expectations for the 49ers. I want to let everybody know right now, this is a minute 45 seconds long. You have to stay to the end. The last two sentences, that's where this boogies. So listen to everything he's saying, but don't tune out, start texting people and going to get a snack. Listen to what he says because we got to talk about this.
When we got here in 17, we knew we had a roster that we really had to completely change over. And, you know, in the first year, you know, we changed 10 out of 11 guys on offense. You know, Joe Staley was the only one who remained. And on defense, we did 8 out of 11. So we had a big turnover, and we did it all with draft picks. You know, you don't hit on every draft pick, but we hit on a lot. And we got some difference makers in there. And that kind of became the core of our group from 19 all the way till now. And we brought in a couple different people with Christian and Trent that we did through trades. But everyone else has kind of been homegrown and through the draft, and fortunately we've been able to keep some of those guys. And that's to me the biggest difference between now and 17 is that some of these guys that have been here are still here, and we got a group of players, you know, whether it's 5, whether it's 7, whatever it is, that are difference makers. Some borderline Hall of Fame players too. But when you look at the rest of the roster, that's what reminds me a little bit more of 17 and 18, that we need to add a bunch of youth. We need to get guys who are younger, you know, so obviously we can afford to keep some of these players, also having to pay a quarterback and things like that. So whenever that happens, you do depend on young guys. But when you get young guys, it also makes it a little bit more built to last. And we're kind of in the in-between in those areas, because when you got guys like Christian, guys like Trent, Bosa, Fred, I mean, there's a number of them. It's hard to kind of say that you're rebuilding, because you got guys there who can carry you. But in the NFL, it doesn't matter how good those stars are. You got to have the right type of team. And we know we got some young guys that haven't done it yet. But that's what's so big about this year. It's what's so big about camp is we're finding out a lot about these guys every day. And it'll be interesting who ends up being a part of our 53, which to me is more open now than it's been in about 6 years. But even on day one, that's not going to be it. Like week one, I expect our team in week 12, week 13 to look a lot different than it did in week one. And my whole goal is that we get better throughout the year and find a way to hopefully get into those playoffs. And once you get into those playoffs, then you got a chance at anything.
Okay. Those last couple sentences, there are like three or four insinuations there. One of them is whatever we do with our final 53, I expect that to keep jumping around as the season goes, which makes it sound like, I mean, part of that is just the NFL, but it makes it sound like there is just some uncertainty that will firmly still be there even 3 weeks from now. And then that last comment about, I just hope we can keep getting better throughout the year, and then hopefully we can find our way into the playoffs, just feels like a new message to me over the last week or so coming out of 49er camp, where they are maybe trying to lower the lofty expectations that this team has to rebound the 6-11 and send it in the other direction.
I mean, that makes some sense, where you don't want to come in with sky high prognostications and expectations and then perhaps under deliver. You want to over deliver, of course, at all those points. And I can't help but think about 2019, which is what he referenced multiple times. And, you know, that year, yeah, drafted Debo, Justin School, Nick Bosa, Dre Greenlaw, four guys who you drafted as rookies. They came in and they started. And Bosa was number two overall. I get it. You were expecting him to start, but Greenlaw, you weren't. Justin School started half the games over there at left tackle. And in that year, it was kind of like what he's talking about here, where the team you started with was not the team you wound up with. That was the year they got Emmanuel Sanders, right, in a trade and midway through the year. And so you had a roster shuffling that took place, and by the time you got to the end of the year, you had a team that was good enough to go to the Super Bowl. And that also was a team that, you know, won its first 8 games. And also, the other similarity, that year you played the NFC South. You played Tampa and Atlanta And New Orleans that year was 13-3.
That's true.
You beat New Orleans. And your only losses were to Baltimore, 14-2, Seattle, 11-5, and Atlanta got you in that weird game
that
down
a
in
weird
Atlanta
game, yeah.
Where you just couldn't get off the field to stop the run. But if that team bounced back from a 4-12 and did that, this team can do the same thing with a lot of rookies.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Nice win for the Valkyries last night, by the way.
Very nice win.
Very, very nice win.
Tiebreaker ramifications,
yep,
too.
Yep, professional kind of an effort. They had a big lead, held on, won that thing.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.